This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
According to this week's Illinois Crop Report, cool and wet conditions have slowed down corn planting and delayed soybean planting for some producers. Statewide, the average temp was 57.3 degrees, and that's 1.2 degrees below normal. Precip averaged 0.43 inches or 0.6 inches below normal. There were 2.7 days suitable for field work during the week ending May 8th. Topsoil moisture supply rated 2% short, 72% adequate, and 26% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 4% short, 79% adequate, and 17% surplus. Corn planted was at 78% compared to the 5-year average of 56%, and corn emerged was at 46% compared to 34% last year and the 5-year average of 27%. Soybeans planted was at 19% and soybeans emerged was just at 1% compared to 7% last year. Winter wheat headed jumped to 65% and that's up 36 percentage points from last week's number. And winter wheat condition was rated 1% very poor, 4% poor, 30% fair, 53% good, and 12% excellent. And now we'll check in with a local agronomist to see what's been happening in the WSMI listening area. Tyler Hine is an agronomist for CHS, and he says the majority of corn has been planted, soybeans have gotten a slow start, and several acres of wheat will soon be ready for fungicide application. Tyler, I guess the best way to get started would be for you to tell us what area you cover for CHS.
I cover Bond, a little bit of Madison, and Montgomery County.
And want to talk about planting progress with you. I know the rain has slowed things up at least the last week or 2 weeks, but I know a lot of guys were able to get some corn planted early on. So what are we looking at as percentage-wise for corn and then maybe beans as well? What do things look like?
Well, across the area, I'd say corn, we're probably looking about 80% planted. And then I would say about 5 to 10 in the ground for soybeans.
And I know you had mentioned all seed for corn has been delivered, but how are beans looking? Still working on some deliveries there?
There's a couple stragglers we have, but we're getting along just fine in that. Should have them all delivered, I'd think, in the next week or so.
And after planting comes spraying, and I know you said you had done some for corn and also some fungicide application for wheat, so share with us what you guys have been doing in that area.
We have gotten a majority of the corn sprayed now, quite a bit up and going. Here in this past weekend, we did a little bit of wheat spraying for fungicide. I know we had a little bit of stripe rust that's been going across the area with the overcast we've had this past week.
And overall, is the wheat crop looking good besides the rust that you've seen and any of that wheat, how much of it is headed?
In the southern territory, I'd say we're looking probably 85-90% headed. A little bit farther north, it's still probably close about that 75%. We've got quite a bit headed and ready to get sprayed here as those anthers come along.
And as far as the rest of this week goes, much activity going on or pretty much waiting for things to dry out as several farmers are doing?
Yep, we are just sitting here waiting for things to get dried out and get ready to get going here by hopefully the end of the week if the rain cooperates.
And again, that crop update comes from an agronomist for CHS, Tyler Hine. On Friday of last week, the Highland FFA chapter hosted a Progressive Ag Safety Day at the Madison County Fairgrounds. Dwayne Schallenberg of New Douglas is a program coordinator for the Safety Day activities and works with the chapter every year. I made a trip to Highland to see what activities were happening at the fairgrounds, and I had a chance to talk with Dwayne while I was there.
Okay, I live in New Douglas. I farm about 1,400 acres, have some cattle, and I've got three sons, but they're all gone, and a wife that helps out, and so that's kind of my background. I've been a fireman for 40 years, and kind of what's gotten me into this.
So it sounds like you have some great experience to not only be teaching kids about fire safety and that sort of thing, but also the ag safety side of things. And you do that. This is called a Progressive Ag Safety Day. So share with us about that organization and where all these events take place and what you have to do to be in charge of this.
Okay, I go to coordinator training at Bunge Corporation in St. Louis. And the Progressive Ag Foundation has been started. This is our 21st year. They're worldwide. 2 years ago, they started putting these on in Argentina. And Buenos Aires and some countries over there are now doing it. There's approximately 540 safety days in the United States and Canada. And we have been organized. We're a foundation. It was all started back with Progressive Farmer Magazine.
And this safety day in particular, you are working with the Highland School District, correct?
Yes, the Highland FFA, they help out. They're the ones that line up the buses and the programs, the presenters. And I help out getting the presenters. And they're the ones that supply the workforce. They've got the guides, the teachers, and all that help put it on.
And what age are the students that are here going to the different stations?
It's a sixth grade Highland District students.
Okay, and you actually had a station yourself that you were being an instructor at on PTO safety and grain safety. So share with us what you're telling the kids and showing them.
We're just demonstrating how fast somebody can get wrapped up in a power takeoff. Each class makes their own dummy. They name it, and then we tear it apart with the power takeoff. We tie it to the power takeoff, spin the tractor, and watch the pieces fly. So, and then also in grain entrapment safety.
And you had mentioned to the kids, I was listening earlier, some statistics show that on-farm deaths have decreased. So kind of share with us what you've learned about that from these safety days.
For the statistics that we've got since the last 20 years, since Progressive Farmers been putting this on, they feel that there has been a decrease. I don't know the percentage in child injuries on the farm.
Well, that's definitely some great news. Always good to hear for a decrease in those numbers. Anything about Safety Day that I haven't asked that you'd like the listeners to know about?
The only thing I can say, it's that time of year. A lot's going on the farm. It's just a good time to practice safety and try to keep everybody healthy and alive.
Dwayne Schallenberg, Program Coordinator for the Progressive Ag Safety Day. I also had a chance to talk with a couple of FFA members while I was in Highland. Alicia Kloss and Kaylee Roots were my tour guides for the day, and we will hear what they have to say on tomorrow morning's show. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.